This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, we have a very big show for you all today. After much adieu, much delay, we bring back finally to the show with Candace here.
Hi, guys.
With Jules here.
Hi, guys.
Christine is back in the building, everyone.
Hi, Al.
Christine.
I'm breaking out in hives. I'm so nervous.
Oh, wow. Is that why?
Yeah, okay. It's been since she got here.
Yep.
How goes it, Christine?
I don't know where you would like me to begin.
How are you, our fragile friend?
I am okay.
That's a good way to put it.
We've I am not as fragile as I appear.
You are.
Okay. We have been majorly asked for Christine updates. Ever since, you know, I guess.
Quarantine boyfriend.
Yeah, quarantine boyfriend.
Oh, I found out what happened to him. All kinds of stuff.
And Buttgate and everything else.
Buttgate.
Oh, I really don't appreciate calling it that, but okay.
Well, but there's been so much that's happened here. And Jules is here with a glass of wine, guys.
Yeah. Look at her. I think Jules I need a glass of wine.
Jules looked at me just now. She looked like Kermit the Frog. She had it and just looked at me. Okay, our cousin Danielle's here with Polly.
With Polly.
Dog here's Polly.
Polly.
Chell's, Chelly is sitting on the back on a big-ass bear. Looks like a dude just, you know.
Okay.
What?
Does. Looks like a guy. Look how good of a mood the bear looks in.
Anywho, Christine has lots to say.
So listen, Christine. Mm-hmm. I have things to talk about, you know, just in case. But ultimately, the floor is going to be yours. There's so much to discuss.
I think people are looking at me. She's looking at me for support.
So much to discuss with Christine. Let's start with the latest on quarantine boyfriend before we go into. Why don't you recap that before we go into anything else? You and I haven't talked, or if we have talked, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, well, the last time that we discussed him, you guys called me while you were doing a podcast.
Right, right.
And said that I had spoke to him, remember, on the phone, and then I reached out to him again, and he didn't answer and all of that.
Right.
So that's the last time I ever spoke to him.
Good.
After that.
Good.
But I have since met somebody and dated them on Bumble who actually dated his ex-wife-to-be, who knew things and told me what I suspected to be true.
No, hold on. Wait.
Stop, so much.
Stop.
I know, but
it's a giant spoonful.
First thing off the bat, okay, did you seek this individual out to get information? This is all new info for me.
No, he's just a random Bumble guy that I dated.
And just happened to know who the quarantine boyfriend was?
Yeah, because he dated his ex-wife-to-be. Just by coincidence. In the Bumble world, everybody kind of dates each other, I guess.
It's a shared world.
Big hive.
Right.
Mm. Ah. Got it, yeah. Got it. All right.
So it's just a coincidence.
So we confirmed basically that he was seeing others.
He was seeing the girl that I thought he was seeing.
Whilst seeing you.
Yes.
So we confirmed your suspicions basically.
Yeah, and they dated for many, many months. And then they broke up around that time that he reached out to me again.
Ah. It all comes full circle. Mm-hmm. And now you have a new boy toy,
if you want to call it that.
Well, I don't want to call him a boyfriend.
Yeah, so please update us on your life. What's going on?
I don't know what I should say about him.
You should say what you wish.
Okay, so let's start with what happened.
I met him on Bumble.
Okay.
And we spoke for a little while back in December. And then Why are you making those? I was just saying,
stay close to the microphone.
Oh, okay, it was a signal. Okay, I didn't
know what he was doing.
You don't have to yell at me in front of
it. She does not take signals.
Listen, the community is my friends. They're my friends.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Don't yell.
Okay, all right.
So go ahead.
I just want them to hear you, Bumble, Christine.
Around the Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And we spoke
the Christmas time.
I don't know why I said it like that.
It's on this show. Everything is the phone. Mm. The Christmas.
Okay.
Well, we spoke and I was really liking him and talking to him. And then he just randomly stopped talking to me. So I figured, okay, he's not interested. And I never spoke to him again. And then at the end of January, one of my friends was like, oh, I have a friend at work who has a single friend. You know, we should set you guys up. And it happened to be the same guy.
Okay. So how long between the two of these things
were
okay. So after the first time you met him, when you guys stopped talking, was there a moment that caused this?
Yeah, like why'd you stop talking you the stop first talking time?
Well, we never met the first time.
But why did the Bumble? Yeah.
So it's not like you didn't do the naughty or anything.
No, we never
They still
met.
Haven't done the naughty. They still haven't done the naughty.
Wait, stop it.
Still haven't.
Okay.
It's a big deal for her right now.
Wait, so hold on. This is the opposite of what we're used to talking about.
Non-doing the nasty.
That's great news.
I know. Al knows this.
This is progress.
Yeah, but Al told me a couple weeks ago that I should do it, and I have not listened.
No. I think that I'm team wait.
I think, well, I had said that. So look, we're kind of spoiling things for the viewers here. We had a brief conversation about things where I was updated with Christine. I told her I was very proud of her.
Right.
She had been on several dates with this lass.
This wasn't her choice. She wants to.
Wait. So hold on. That's new. So you're
there's things that have happened since then. Right. There was like his birthday. I stayed over there, and he wanted to, but I couldn't.
She couldn't.
Why? What do you mean?
There was lady complications.
Correct.
Okay.
So they couldn't.
Yeah.
So she's been stressing about it. She took action.
And so I took action.
What does that mean?
Leave it to your imagination.
No, I don't want to leave it to my imagination.
She did what we call the doubler. But it's okay.
What does that mean?
I'm not going to elaborate.
What is the doubler?
I'm not going to elaborate from there.
Is the doubler a thing?
It was his birthday.
It was his birthday and she gave him a doubler.
What is a doubler?
You heard Chelsea.
What happened?
She slobbed the knob.
Okay. Thank you very much, audience. Okay. All right. But what is a doubler?
How
is
doubler.
That's Candace's word now.
But how is that different from a regular?
Oh, it's different.
You do it two times?
Do it.
Correct.
Dos.
Two times.
A like doubler.
In back the course of a day?
No, back to back.
Oh,
back
that
back.
Sounds exhausting.
That's for what who? I said. The doubler is wild.
For who, though?
For everybody.
Yeah.
Especially you. But she thinks it's great.
I'm not going to get into it, but I just felt like the first time wasn't enough. And so it was his birthday, and I couldn't do anything else, so I was just trying to be nice.
She threw the doubler out there. She created the doubler.
So wait, do you preface? I can't even believe we're going to get into this.
I don't know why we ventured this
so
way.
So do you,
I'm going to blame Candace, and
no,
this is why I always need more questions.
I just have questions. Okay, so
I don't even want to read the comments of what people have to
do
say
you
about
preface,
it.
Nobody says anything bad.
Yes, they do.
Guys, does anybody say, community, don't we like Christine? Al?
Yeah, of course. Everybody loves you.
Jules.
I love Christine.
Well, thank you.
All right, so I just have to ask.
Doubler. The doubler.
I said to Candace, because like this is a foreign thing that no one's ever done before.
I don't know.
I've never heard of this
the
before.
Doubler?
What?
In
what
a
do
row?
You mean?
I've never heard of the term.
No.
Oh, that's Candace made that up. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
No.
I don't want to know how in Candace made it up. Okay, but hold on. Do you preface? Do you preface? You shut up. You get out. Danielle, you get out of here
Goodbye.
Right now.
Danielle said she pulled the doubler.
Go away. You shut up. Quiet. Get out of here right now. Holding a puppy. How dare you?
How is it? Does the
doubler my God. Coming in here with a fluffy thing. Saying
I
something
say
like
it,
that.
And everybody just looks at me. She says it, and everybody's like, oh my
I've
God.
Never met two people that have done the doubler. This is the first time I've ever met another
individual. She's in my support system.
Oh my
left.
God. I can't even believe you guys are doing this in a pandemic. All right. Here's what it's going down to. Christine first. Do you preface a quote-unquote doubler? Do you inform the recipient that they're about to get a doubler?
I've done it twice, the doubler.
Well,
on the same person.
Four times.
So four times. So the first, after I did it the first time, the second time I prefaced it and told him I was doing it again.
So the first time he was pleasantly surprised, probably also scared, like, am I going to be able to perform this doubler as the man?
He was fine.
It appears he was.
So, was he like, man, like...
look at Jules is just making
I'm just thinking,
bird
no, I'm just saying to myself, like
to
how does this actually translate in real time, if you don't know that's happening, is he trying to be like, hey, wait a second, just to give you a heads up, I don't know if maybe you missed, you know, the sign. But
that it was over?
We're on to the next thing now.
No, she told him, I'm going to do it again.
And you just continue.
Yep. Yes. Al, I had these same questions. The doubler. She could school us all in doubler. She had an answer for everything I asked. I asked all these questions. I said, immediately? She said, yes. And I said, did you say anything
Look
first? And she said, yes. I said, I don't think that was enough. I'm going to do it again. And he said, okay. And she performed the doubler. And I said, well, now he thinks the doubler is always going
to
happen.
Then I did the doubler again.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because what was I supposed to do?
Double-doublered.
I double-doublered.
Yeah. And now he thinks the doubler is permanent.
No, he doesn't.
He may not say it.
He thinks the doubler's routine.
Right, yes. That's fine with me. I don't mind.
See? Which is what she said when I said this. Mm. And I said, really? If it was me, I'd be like, thank God that's over.
It was the first time that we had gotten together. It was the first time we had any sort of like intimacy between us. So I felt like the first time, like everyone was very excited and it was too fast. So we didn't really get to enjoy what I could do for him. So I was like, I just should do this again. And he said, okay. So I did.
The doubler.
And then I said to Candace, and the next time I did them differently because I didn't want it to be the same.
Oh, right. That was what threw me off when she said, I did it differently the second time. And I said, whoa,
What did you do? Like a handstand? I don't understand.
Kind of.
What are you talking about?
Almost like a tripod. Yeah. She almost did a tripod.
I don't know what a tripod means.
A tripod, you know, when you put
Candace has all this terminology.
You put your hands on the floor and then you put your knees on your hands and you like, you're in that
What?
Weird, you know what a tripod?
On the ground.
Danielle, you shut up.
So now you put your head on, you put your knees on, you put your hands on the floor, you
it's
put
a
your
yoga pose.
Yeah,
oh my God.
And then you put your knees on your elbows
like
and you could
dog?
No. Do you want me to do it?
Jules, don't.
Yeah, do it right now. Do it right now. Show us how to do it. Go ahead. Get on the floor.
I don't know if I can still do it. I haven't done
Somebody
it in years. I'll try.
This. Go ahead.
Hold
go.
On. No, don't film until I do it right. Then you can film it. Oh my God.
I don't understand what's happened to this show.
They yoga poses.
Oh my God. This is
like this.
I don't want to see this.
Look at her go. Look at her go. Look
what,
at her go.
To
Look
what,
her go. Look at her go. Look at her. She's on her head.
To what? To what possible benefit? To what possible benefit of this is this to such activity? Of what possible benefit?
It's a tripod.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I would like to talk about not the sexual part of this. And
well,
I would like
yeah,
to
no,
talk-
please. Let's get to the whatever the point was after the doubler. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. The doubler is the first thing that came to my mind.
What
else is next? Okay, so anyway,
well,
she got
I
a
was
new
gonna,
boyfriend.
I was going to, he's not my boyfriend, but I was going to start from like the beginning about how like the first date went so terribly.
Oh, yes.
Wait, the first date went so bad that I apologized to him. And Candace and Lauren are like, you're probably just being dramatic. It probably wasn't that bad. Mm. But when I apologized to him, he said to me, thank you. I really appreciate your apology.
Well, yeah, but that he could be just being
no,
nice.
Because no. If it was not a big deal, what are you
he's
talking
like,
about? There's nothing to apologize for. Who cares? But he was like, thank you. Like,
thank
he
you.
Needed that apology.
I really appreciate your apology. And then I continued to be an asshole for every 10 dates after that.
But I told her, this is because this is actually, like, a possibility of being real. And I think that she rather sabotage it herself than let him, like, break it off. Because she can't mentally handle that because she'd be so sad. So she's self-sabotaging. That's what I told her.
100% true.
Yes. But she has to stop. Because now that's the first time. She's also done it an additional 2 times. The last one being the worst one. And I said, you got to stop talking. You just must stop speaking. Because you go in there, she has it in her head. But the good thing is, we do have some very good news despite all this. He's still talking to her.
Wait, because it was so bad. Wait. Jules, little giggle.
Jules is laughing. Did you hear that?
If he's still talking
Ma,
to her,
you don't
want to
hear
that,
this. Guys.
Breaking news. A forest fire.
Forest
oh,
fire?
I heard about it. Ramapo Valley Road.
No.
A second one?
Garden State Parkway. Exits 95 to 82. Closed in both directions. Multiple
Oh, my goodness.
Structures burning. Forest fire. So I don't know, kids, about your ride home.
Sleepover.
I'm not so sure.
Look at Al, excited for the potential sleepover.
You won't believe the things Christine has done.
Christine,
you know
the doubler.
Christine.
Get on the mic.
The very cute, timid Christine is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
The saucy Christine, you could just leave to yourself because there are some things that are
I agree.
Friend things. Like there are some things that are mom things. Mm. And there are some things that are dad things.
I was saying it. Not that gets you involved in the conversation.
That
I was saying.
Side of you
oh, Jesus.
Cool.
It's
you
cool.
know, whatever. but I don't need to know everything.
I'm so disappointed.
She doesn't want to know. You don't want to know what the doubler is?
No,
but see,
leave.
That's the point. I agree with you. And then I come down here.
Not that I would judge her, because I wouldn't.
You know what, Mom? Why don't you take this seat for me?
No.
I'll go upstairs and come back in like 5 minutes.
No, because I feel I wouldn't judge her.
No.
But I feel like she would be uncomfortable with me knowing.
Doubtful.
You know? But anyway.
Look, she's not that. She's
letting you know about the fire. You may have an issue going home. That's
okay. So, look, you know, now my life is on fire. Metaphorically and in the literal sense, we might be kind of screwed.
So anyway, that's what I said to her. You're self-sabotaging. But the good news is, despite these three, we'll call them
mishaps.
I was going to call them outbursts. We'll call them mishaps. You are still talking. He likes you for who you are truly. You don't have to put up a representative. You've shown him all your sides and he's accepting.
True.
This is good, in my opinion.
Yeah, I like him. So I want to stop.
He's like a normal person.
Yeah, he's a normal person.
He's like not a shitty, douchey guy. He's like a nice guy with like a good, it's a good thing. So I don't want the doubler scared me.
We need to put good vibes towards it.
It's going to be good. That's why I keep telling you to stay positive. I'm the one telling you to put good vibes.
So obviously, like, you know, you're into things that are positive and make you happy, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, then I wanted to introduce you to our new sponsor, Honey. Because between work, home, school, kids, relationships, the world, Christine, you've got enough to think about on your plate. That's why Honey is here, to help at least one aspect of your life. I'll make one aspect a lot less complicated, which is saving money. Isn't that great, Christine?
It's wonderful.
I love Honey.
You just add Honey to your computer for free and shop lots on your on lots of your favorite websites like normal. If Honey finds a coupon, it'll automatically tell you, apply the code directly, and drop the price in a flash. No thinking. No remembering, no searching, just blissful automation. Ken, what would you rather think about than to save money?
Nothing. I love saving money.
It's a no-brainer.
That's
literally
why I love Honey.
Just a few seconds, you can have one less thing to worry about. So what are you waiting for? I, too, started using Honey. And I got the sweatshirt I'm wearing now.
Mm-hmm.
I got another one. I went back and got another sweatshirt. And I'm wearing it right now. It's from a trusted brand, always. Mm-hmm. Always. Very trusted. Very soft.
It's a nice color.
It is very nice. And I'm wearing purple with camo right now. Bit of a different kind of a situation, but it's very nice, okay? But it's from one of Honey's coupons, and I saved over $40.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's why Honey's good.
Yep. So try Honey today at joinhoney.com/pineapple. That's joinhoney.com/pineapple. And check out Honey.
Very good.
Anyway, Christine.
So yeah.
Now I'm having a panic attack.
Well, you're telling me.
Yes, she gets very nervous.
No, because Caroline's right. Like, I shouldn't talk about all this stuff.
We didn't ask you that. I didn't know what the doubler was before I walked in here.
Christine, first of all, again,
she said that I should keep things to myself.
That's
not
your way.
You know what I thought a doubler was? If you sat me down and said, hey, what's a doubler?
I mean, okay, I made it up.
I would have said, you know what that's like?
Till now.
That's like ordering from two restaurants at once. I bet you, I'm going to call my dad right now and speak and just say doubler. What do you think it means?
Okay, that could be fun.
This is what Caroline just said.
Hmm?
Yeah. You should say that. Christine is on the show. We just introduced the term doubler.
Yeah.
What does doubler mean?
I am just a little pawn in your game.
Then I'm afraid to call.
Yeah, because he's going to say something wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Christine is a doubler kind of girl, and he's got to get used to it. No, listen, she has not a bad way.
I'm going to go now.
It's a good way.
No, because now Caroline's right. I shouldn't talk about this stuff. I should just keep these things to myself.
Well, what's going on? What's happening? Let's get to the crux of what's happening. So you feel like you're screwing things up. If you're giving him doublers and he's receiving, what's his problem?
Yeah,
what does he have
happy
to complain
but my
about?
My joy is that, like, if we get to a point where we actually end up like having sex, after that, is he just going to be like, okay, well, now I did that, and this girl's been crazy for 6 weeks, so now I'm just not going to talk to her anymore?
I mean, I feel like at this time, if he was going to bail, now it's now.
He knows you now. He understands you. He understands that you are nervous as a person, and he accepts it, and he brings it to your attention, and he still talks to you.
So what has prevented the coitus?
It's just the timing of where we met, when we were ready for that, where in the month we were at that point. And then this weekend, we were supposed to get together, but he got his COVID shot and he got very sick.
It's been going around.
So
now he is going to happen. But my thing is, And this is what I told her. Now it's going to happen. And when it does happen, there's pressure on it now.
Right now, there's like actual feelings involved.
Yeah, there's pressure on it
really
now.
Right. So now it's like I'm nervous about it. I haven't been nervous about something like that in a long time.
I know. That's why I think it's different, because she usually is just like gung ho. And this time she's like very careful about it, which I think is a good thing.
Good nerves.
Yeah. Those are good nerves.
Really, yeah, but then I'll really like him probably after that. And I already really like him. And I'm unsure about some of the things already between us.
So what?
I think that we have different levels of like, you're gonna make fun of me.
No, you have different love languages.
Term, love language. Yeah, yeah, we have different love languages.
So what does that mean?
Like, and we talked about it too.
There's a quiz you can take.
What?
There's a quiz you can take.
Oh, take it right now. How long does it take?
Her quiz. She definitely. She's like an affection. Like her love language is communication and like constantly just a reassurance. That's what she needs in her.
I need affirmation.
Yes.
Positive affirmation.
Yes, that's
which
what she
does.
Needs. No, but you need more of it.
Yes.
And he doesn't get that. His love
language.
We
talked about it though.
Seems to be attentive when you're together. Like he wants like focus. Like he wants you to focus on him and not.
Well,
take.
Yeah, I'll give you.
Well,
an example.
I mean, look, if you're giving him a daily double, how much more focus
well,
do you need?
I'll give you an example. Like when we're together on a date, like if we go to his house or we go to dinner, whatever we do, his phone is either in his bedroom or in his pocket or he leaves it in the car.
That's good. I can't do that.
Okay.
Never would I do that.
So I am a person who I always have my phone out because of my mom. Like if I need to check my phone is there. But there has been an occasion where Candace decided.
Want to take this quiz live?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
But basically, I had a situation on my last date with him where Candace decided that she was going to just text me.
I got wasted.
Wait.
Yes.
It was impossible to ignore because it was a group chat.
It was amazing.
And everyone was making comments.
I told him about the doubler.
And there was pictures being sent with videos and live pictures, which was like a video. And then other people also in the same room also texting. So it was impossible not to see that I had 37 missed text messages.
I was inviting her to my house, first of all.
Me, but without him, even though I was with him.
Well, I said not him because then I couldn't be, we were wasted. And I was like, if he comes, I have to be calm. I have to be like, hello, how are you? So nice to meet you. But if you come, I could just, we continue this.
And do you know what he said? He said, I think it's very convenient for your friends that you're single because they enjoy the stories and the things that you share. And I don't think they would like it very much if you were in a relationship.
Oh, that's not true.
No. And I don't like that he says that.
Yeah. I want you to be happy. Of course.
Yeah, we got a show to do, pal.
In the meantime, we'll enjoy the stories. But that doesn't mean that I don't want you to be happy. You know that. I try
People
to coax
think that because
you
I have a boyfriend that I'm still not going to have dating problems.
So do you want a boyfriend? Is that what you want?
I mean, yeah.
That is the goal.
I'm old, yeah.
So
you're not old.
Yes, I am.
So like
older, but not old.
You broached the subject beyond this
about being in a relationship. We have not discussed that. No,
we should.
Yeah,
we've talked about.
No,
we've talked about what we want in life.
She cannot bring that up.
But we did not like what our goals are. But we did not specifically discuss where he and I were at.
I don't think that's a good idea, and I don't think we should even tell her to do it because she will do it. And she's going to say that, and I think it's way too early
for
that.
Well, no,
kind of shit.
Because if you're going to get upset over it, why would you want to get only more? Why would you want to compound?
Well, now, this is why now I'm afraid to have sex with him. I'm afraid to have sex with him because now it's like, now I already like him. Now I'm really going to like him. And then if after that we're not together, like, can you imagine the sadness?
No. But, like, I do think I would put myself through that as well. Do you think I'd be telling you to do this stuff knowing full well that if, God forbid, that did happen, you'd be coming to me every single day. Like, I don't want that either. So I'm telling you that I think.
Good
that,
call, Ken.
She goes, yeah, I don't want that either.
I'm telling you, going to him, knowing you, knowing the situation, and saying, where are we?
Oh, I'm not saying that.
Is a
I've
terrible
never said that
idea.
In my life to anyone, and
okay.
I never want to.
So I think you should let it go a little bit further, enjoy yourselves, and then once things are, like, official, where you're talking all the time, you're seeing each other almost every single day.
Well, the other thing is that the townhouse that I'm buying, he's in the development right next door, just by coincidence.
Because you're a stalker?
No, it's just a coincidence.
No, it worked out like that. But I also think that she should not say anything. I think that should go right out of your head
now. I didn't say that.
Okay.
I think you should, too. I think you should. I think you should tell him.
Yeah.
No.
Well, what if you were to just be like, listen, this is my expectation.
No. Jules, you're playing with fire.
No. She's
had verbal diarrhea.
Let her go.
Wait.
We've just had a conversation the other day where I didn't even know if he was going to talk to me the next day.
Yeah, she just came to work and said, he's done. He's not going to speak to me anymore. It's over.
Well, why?
I shared with him some of my frustrations in regards to his communicating with me.
And?
And he said, give me concrete examples as to why you feel this way. And my examples are more emotional than concrete.
That's Christina in a nutshell. Like, that when she says the things that happen with this boy or any boy in general, I'm like, she's like, he texted me, blah, blah, blah. And I send me a screenshot. And she's like, no, I'm telling you. And I'm like, send me the screenshot, because she puts emotion into each response. So, like, I get what he's saying exactly. And that's why she cannot have this conversation.
So you really, you're looking at life through a bit of a kaleidoscope.
It's just, she's emotional.
I guess I'm just used to dating people who call me a lot, text me a lot, tell me about their bullshit throughout the day. He's not a person who's like that.
No.
And why is that a problem?
No.
I just feel like that's how I get to know somebody. That's how I feel like I mean something to them, that they were thinking of me, that they called me or texted me to say hi. Like, that just makes me feel like they care.
Mm-hmm.
So when he goes extended periods of time and I don't hear from him, or he says...
How much time?
Like, I'll give you an example. Like, last Friday, he gets out of work at 4:30, and then he's home. And I didn't hear from him at all. And it was like 10 o'clock at night. And I'm like, okay. So I didn't talk to you this entire day. And that bothers me.
And you guys are just kind of, but you're not technically, I mean, look, you're not dating.
Right. You're just seeing each other.
Yeah, right. Well, look, you're not official. Not that I don't understand the frustration. I think you're right. However, you're the obligation on quote-unquote paper isn't there.
Right.
So does he fall on that?
I don't know.
I think he's very black and white as a person, he just is. From what I've known so far. And his, you know, the kind of job he has and stuff like that. I think he's a very black and white person. He's facts. He's not an emotional thinker or an emotional actor.
Yeah, hence to him saying, what did I do that made you feel this way? Right. Like, give me an example.
He doesn't think like that.
So what did he do? Yeah.
Well, like, what... It had been a couple days where, like, I felt like the communication was getting less and less. I felt like things were weird, because when I left there that morning, I felt like he was weird.
He told her that he was going to leave at 8:30 because he had to go see his mom. 8:30. So then she came to the store the next day and she's like, Candace, I don't know. I think it's done. And I'm like, why? And she's like, because at 7:30, he made the bed.
Like, I got out of the bed to go to the bathroom and brush my teeth and went to go back into the bed, and he had made the bed, which is like, okay, we want her to leave.
But of course he did. He told you he was leaving at 8:30.
And he was like, I have an OCD problem. When I get out of bed, he's like, the first thing I do every morning when I get out of bed is I make my bed. He's
and like, I feel like she would appreciate that, because she's also very clean.
But I was like, I wanted to, like, lay in bed. It was like the first time I ever slept over, and I didn't want to have to be like...
Yeah, but he also told you he had to leave at 8:30 a.m.
I understand.
So why the frig would he not make the bed?
I know, but you have to understand, after the first time that something happens and after many, many failed relationships, these things go through your head. Like, okay, did he do that because he wanted me out?
No. If he didn't have anywhere to go, then that's different. But he straight up told you the day before that he had to leave at 8:30 a.m. So if he would have just done that on a normal ass day and woke up and made the bed at 7:30 and, like, kind of, like, stood around, like, get the fuck out, then that's different. But here, this is, like, completely merited, in my opinion.
It was just a culmination of little things that I'm just getting to know him and he's just getting to know me, that I thought were bigger than they were, because I don't know him yet.
Good news, everyone. Gobble is back. Now, if you don't remember Gobble, it's the company that sent us all a bunch of free meals, and they were awesome. We loved them, and apparently... our joy was very evident, guys. It came through because they're back. They have returned. So just in case you missed it, Gobble is a meal prep company that has an army of sous chefs preparing portions, cutting stuff, dropping some sauce on there. They do all of the annoying busy work. Obviously, I'm in it for the dinners, but they have lunch and breakfast too. They sent us some notes for this read, and they even mentioned they do kids' meals, which is huge for some parents that I know. But honestly, kids, adults, doesn't matter what you got going on. These guys are amazing. Definitely check them out. They sent us a deal. 6 meals for just $36. So that's dinner for 2 for 3 nights, $36. You like it, you can continue. You could skip weeks, meals, play with how many you want. I think it's awesome. We ate the ones they sent up pretty very, very quickly, to be honest with you. I didn't even get my hands on all of them. But they are amazing. So support our friends. Go to gobble.com/pineapple for the deal. That's gobble.com/pineapple and get 6 meals for $36. Back to the show.
Jules, what's your take?
Well, do you think he's emotionally available?
I do.
Okay. And do you find him more mature than the other men you've dated?
Definitely.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Those other guys. Totally different breed.
Yeah.
I would give him more of a chance. I think, like, you know, you're just finding these new things about him. And then one day you're not even going to think about that stuff.
No. And she really likes him. Subconsciously, she likes him so much that she's sabotage.
Well, the last time I really liked somebody this much, I did the same thing and I sabotaged it and they did not get over all of these little things. And you know that that's true.
Yes.
And you know how hard it's been for me to get over him because of that.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. He's still accepting her after all. Like, he even said that to you. He's like, I feel like now I've seen everything. And
he told me that dating me is like dating four different people. So why would he ever have to cheat?
Jesus. Whoa. Oh, well, okay. Wait.
It's like being with four different people.
So he acknowledged it. He mentioned that as a good thing?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing, but just as like
No, that he's accepted it. Correct. Like, and he's still talking to her. That's why I think this is good. And I do think that opposites attract. And I do think two people that are completely the same will never work out. Mm. Like, if you look at me and Josh, it's like opposites. They are very much opposites in a lot of different ways too, and I think that that will kind of balance the scale a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's true.
He's not emotional at all, and she's super emotional, mm-hmm. and he could kind of like bring her down to earth.
He's emotional about the things that he should be emotional about.
Okay. Like normal things,
like
that are normal emotional
concerns. Like, he has things happening in his life that deserve emotion, and he gives it to that.
Right.
Do you find him a calming force in your life?
Yes.
Well done.
Yes.
Now, I have a question that's going to push Christine to be mad, but it's a question. Look at her. Share her face already. So now when the time does come, are you just going to go right for it with the whole thing? You're just going to go right there.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, that's not something that I do. That's not something that I do.
Are you just going
to... Are you on the feet?
No, we're on the ass. The ass.
Oh, we're on the anus. Okay.
Yes. So is it going to go right there? Or
no,
is
that's
it
not
be...
something that, like, and this is where I need Lauren. Because Lauren will tell you, like, she did the last time we did this. I'd only ever done it with one person until quarantine boyfriend.
But I'm saying, are you going to be, like, is it going to be, like, a calm sexual experience first? Or is
yes,
it going to
be very calm.
Like, Christine sexual no, experience. Not gonna you're be... not going to break that out for a while.
Yeah, no, that's like a slow progression.
Yeah, you're
Although,
not going
to.
I don't know.
The last guy that I was seeing. That
you broke it out.
Wait. He told me like things that I thought were calm. He's like, those are not calm. And I was like, oh, okay. I thought that was calm.
But I don't think that's going to happen with this one.
I don't understand. Like, what do you mean? Like a doubler?
I just mean, I guess just in some of the ways that I am, I guess I think that it's normal, but I guess it's not.
No, it's not.
What is something that you consider calm?
I'm not going to go into detail about
No,
it.
But you can imagine.
I'm just, I mean,
you saw the tripod.
I'm just here trying to do my
Freak
job.
In the sheets type of scenario?
Yes. And I'm just saying the tripod, stuff like that. She's like, oh, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? And I'm all like, well, I mean, like the doubler. Perfect example is the doubler.
Jules, I don't want you talking to them anymore.
You know?
Why?
My, you know what? No, I just feel like he might be... Oh, look.
Mm. Oh.
Josh is here.
Joshua.
Josh, I'm glad he missed that whole conversation because if he heard about the doubler, he'd be
let's tell
the doubler.
Josh, are you familiar with the doubler?
What's a doubler?
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't know.
Let's tell
don't
Josh
tell
about
him.
It now.
Wait. Time out.
Me to, I have to now.
Time out.
Josh, you have to come on a microphone if you're going to talk.
What is it? What? If you, if
oh,
you had
he's coming.
Guess.
He's coming to the microphone.
I'm not going to talk.
If
here,
you had
come
to guess.
Over here. Right
okay.
here. All right.
What
Jules, you want to share with Jules?
A
okay,
doubler
Jules.
Was. What would you consider?
Okay. If you're
keep
talking
in mind
about Christine.
That Candace came up with the term.
I was going to say hamburger.
No.
All right.
So Christine.
Now you say Christine.
That's really sweet.
All
right. So we're
talking about the term and you're talking about me. So what do you think that means?
Doubler?
Mm-hmm.
Probably something I shouldn't be talking about.
Yeah, Josh. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So,
you could whisper it.
No.
No.
Anyway, that's
I'm just assuming something
anyway,
sexual.
That's what we were talking about.
Something sexual.
Yeah, all right,
and
so anyway, we're talking about
Caroline
the doubler.
Caroline came down and made me feel like I Wait, should keep so things to myself and be more of a lady. And she's not wrong.
Chelsea's going to whisper to Josh with the doubler.
We're gonna move on. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
oh, wait.
Ask.
I have something else Christine related that we should talk about.
Hang on.
Christine
let's
is
let's
moving.
Let's see if anybody... Let's...
Oh, yes, I'm moving.
Oh, you're moving. That's good.
Didn't you hear me just say that? I'm moving next door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, no. Yeah.
To be
heard
fair,
that.
I thought it was going to be nasty.
Oh,
no. Nobody said it was nasty.
Yeah, I bought myself a townhouse. Remember when I used to wear that t-shirt that said, help me, I'm poor?
Okay.
Look at how far I've come.
So she's buying a townhouse and she's leaving her amazing apartment. Christine, for those who don't know,
feel terrible about my beautiful
for
apartment.
Those who don't know, Christine has a beautiful, amazing, large apartment.
Real quick, hold on, guys, give it a second. Hey, Chris.
Hello.
I got a quick. We're on the pod. I got a quick trivia question for you. If I told you somebody got or gave a doubler, what would you assume a doubler means?
A doubler?
Yeah.
When you say gave, is it something?
No, like if I
tangible object or is it a service?
Both.
A doubler.
No, so like, oh, hey, like I just got a doubler.
Christine's here. Hi, now, Christopher.
Okay. Good enough.
Yeah, all right. So now, okay, it involves Christine.
D-O-U or D-U-B?
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
It's a D-O-U.
D-O-U. D-O-U. A doubler.
And Christine is here.
And it involves Christine. Let's put it this way. Christine said, the exact term was, Christine said, I gave him a doubler.
Well, I didn't say that, Candace.
No, I made up the word, but she did perform the doubler.
It sounds to me like two services at one time. Is it kind of like playing
Christopher
a trombone?
Is a smart
what? What? No. He asked if it's like playing a trombone. It's not.
No. Sort of.
No.
In a way, a trombone?
No.
Very
no,
much.
But I think a trombone is when you got your lips on the booty and your hand on the...
I mean, that to me just seems like, I don't know how many things you could do simultaneously.
Oh, it's not simultaneous.
It's not simultaneous.
My first thing with a doubler, believe it or not, I thought it was something Irish. I was thinking like a Dublin thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Dublin.
What the spelling question was. So I'm trying to get myself out of Ireland right now.
Yeah. No.
But... I don't know. I mean, to me, the trombone's the closest I got, but I would say it's getting or giving two things at one time. I don't know. Like I said, I don't really know how. But
so apparently, it's getting one thing two times back to back.
Literally, no break.
No break.
That's the see. Josh just changed. Josh's expression just totally changed when he found out about back to
back. Josh just gave me a look like it was like the type of look that you would see like John Legend in a music video kind of look.
Yeah, Josh went and looked at us.
No offense, here, Christine. I don't know if Christine is the impressive one in this conversation.
What do you mean?
That is.
Josh is super impressed.
What are you talking about?
Super impressed now that he knows.
The guy
has to do nothing but sit there.
No, I'm with Chris.
A single break?
That's right. What I said. Chris, I said the same thing. It's a lot. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure mental. For the guy.
Oh, man.
That... I mean, he seemed fine.
It has to be
and
so...
She double-doubled it. She double-doubled. She's performed
what?
The double
Chris,
twice.
Do me a favor.
That's here. What I said,
Wait,
Josh.
Chris, hang on. Time out. Guys, we need to call him in. Chris, where's Urbano?
Oh, he's working so I can do this phone call.
Oh, all right, got it. You guys want to switch back and call me?
Yeah, I'll have him call you in a second. I got to see. It's kind of busy right now, though.
Okay. Well, get
it. I'll tell him to call when he gets a chance.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay, so anyway, Josh changed his opinion on the doubler. He actually looked stunned when he found out exactly what it was. With detail that it is in fact back to back. So that's what I said originally, Josh, that it sounds stressful for the guy.
Well, let me ask you,
she said he had no problem.
When you informed the man he was getting a doubler, was he excited?
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, he was fine.
I think that's pressure. Yeah, I think it was pressure. But listen, that's great for you. The good news that he's able to perform the doubler, to receive the doubler without a break and still go.
Knowing me, that's a very positive
thing. Right. I was going to say, for you, that's like a gift.
I agree.
So anyway, I think he's going to be... I don't think that Christine's being 100% real when she says that she's not going to be Freak Alish right away. Because I don't think she knows how to not
be. You can't give a doubler and then not be like, oh, I haven't let the freak flag fly yet. That's not a thing.
She doesn't know how to put a freak flag away, which is totally fine.
But that's
who
good.
She is.
Christine, you must... Honestly, you know what you have to do? You have to stop demonizing your
that's my
your
point.
Yeah, appetite.
But you, I agree with you. However, sometimes, especially with you guys, and you have to agree with this, Candace. I'm used a little bit as like the entertainment.
I have not. No.
First of all, it's not entertainment. Everyone's different. Everyone has a different something they bring to the show.
Direct it this way. Do you think that I'm not trying to make you feel cheapened by this conversation? Most of the time, I learn as it goes. I mean, I don't think we're please hold. Hello?
In about 5 seconds, Urbano completely on what a doubler should be called.
What should it be called?
A doubleheader.
Oh.
Urbano coming through with that one.
Well done, Urbano.
Doubleheader.
That's what they all say.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's the new name.
Yeah, but the doubler sounds so it rolls off the tongue.
I know. Candace wants
to
go.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah, good day. Later.
You just want the credit.
Double header.
That's exactly what it is.
A double header.
No, the doubler is right.
She just, yeah, she wants the doubler. Her name could suck, but she just wants
the doubler.
Like,
has been going on for a week already. We've been calling, referring to it as the doubler for quite some time.
Yeah, but double header's better.
But do we?
A lot more to the point.
Better.
You have to realize that now I feel like, you know, especially in the situation of what his job is and who he is, I feel like, and Caroline's right, there's things that I should just keep to myself. And I
but you didn't say his name.
I'm not saying
we have
that,
no idea who this person is.
I understand that, but I'm just saying
I still
that,
don't know.
I know that, but I'm just saying that I feel like she's probably right. Like,
in fact, can
but
I be honest?
Is he some type of person of note?
Listen, no. I don't know his name. Swear to God.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Christine, I don't. If you paid me $1 million right now, I swear to God, I would not know it.
Candace.
Can I guess it? Can I whisper in your ear?
Candace.
Let me whisper in
I'm
your
gonna
ear.
Text it to you.
No, I want to whisper my guess first.
All right, go ahead, go.
Oh.
Just like everyone else.
I knew it was that letter, but I didn't know anything else about it. I swear to God. All right, so anyway, I didn't even know his name. They don't know his name.
No.
Nobody knows what he does or where he is. So
right,
stop.
But maybe Caroline is right that, like, you know, it's like one of those things where it's like you're supposed to be, you know, in public, you're supposed to be put together and quiet
well, you
and
are.
Nice. And then behind
you
closed
you're
doors,
a
you're a different
neck.
I was. Yeah, exactly.
Jules is too. Everyone,
I know,
oh my God.
But everybody in the room is wearing a fucking turtleneck. I'm the only one not.
Literally, everyone's wearing a turtleneck. Yeah.
Oh my God, what is going on?
Yeah,
this is my real turtle outfit.
My girl out here with a bare midriff.
Yeah, everyone's got turtlenecks on. When Christine walked in, I go, ooh, a turtleneck. And then I just looked around and I was like, oh my God, well, there's all
but
turtlenecks.
But the thing is that, you know, then I in public is this forum talking about it here, correct?
Well, no, Christine,
yeah.
I have to say, people, they wrote in, they say they appreciate you telling your story because there are a lot of women like you, and like hearing somebody tell their side of the story could make
people relate.
Can
they tell
me
where they are? Because I have no friends that understand
guys,
me.
Guys, please DM Christine.
Guys, please. Yeah.
I have no friends who are like,
please, just somebody.
Yeah.
Guys,
why do you think you think it's like an entertainment thing, but it's not. It's,
because
in fact,
Candace
it's,
looks at me like I am from another planet.
No, I don't. I have to be honest, though. I do enjoy hearing the stories because it's always fun
in
to
fact,
hear stories that you
fact,
don't you don't have
I know that Josh cannot
own.
Be involved in this, but I will say that I told you something the other day, and I said that you should try that. And you were like, if I tried that, I would never be able to stop trying that.
I wish I could say what it was. I wish to God I could say what it was, but I
no,
cannot.
It's better if it's a surprise to Josh one day, and then you gotta
no,
tell
Josh,
me.
I think Josh would think I was sick. He would think I was sick. He would be like, really? Why? Are you okay? Like, he would be alarmed if I said that. Let's do that. I really want to say what it is, but I can't. We say what it is.
I can't. You can't. Josh would kill me.
No, it's
I
nothing
would like
to do
to
with
live.
Josh. We never did it. You asked me to do it, and I said that Josh would be like, what?
So wait. We had this whole thing where our father was here eating fruit, reviewing fruit, and recommending fruit.
Yeah, you know what? He defends me more than anyone,
Hold
and
on.
I appreciate him.
But of course he does. He loves it.
Maybe,
it's great.
Maybe there's something to be said to just embrace the situation, and we have gurus for different things.
Right.
Dad happens to be the guru for fruit.
Fruit
Mom happens to be the guru for very deep advice. Me, I'm an ace. Christine, maybe you have to go through, and maybe potentially you are the thought leader in
sexual content.
Yeah.
Yeah, sexual
so
content.
So why don't you throw out
some advice?
Something to try, a recommendation.
Oh, I do not feel comfortable with that whatsoever.
Oh, she
hold on.
Gave
wait,
me a
wait,
recommendation.
Wait, watch
I gave
this.
Candace a recommendation in private.
Why don't we call this?
It
Ready?
Was
Christine's
a recommendation.
Sex-amendations.
Ooh.
It's
okay?
Nice, but it's not going to happen.
Now, hold on. You just Ooh. Throw something out there, and if it happens, and people want to write in about it after the fact, the reaction, I think it's kind of funny.
I think
now,
it's great.
I'm not trying to go down this road, but look, I just let things on this show happen.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable
so
with that.
Why
so
why don't you throw
we take
something
a poll
out
and ask everybody if they want a sex amendation? If they do, then I will. But as
okay,
of right now,
you know,
I
know,
Christine,
let's take,
you know
also
we
take
don't.
A poll and see if they want
and
to
I appreciate,
know what the recommendation was.
Well, listen, first of all, the poll's yes. Everyone's going
to
say that.
I know,
but
I don't know how to share it in a way that I feel comfortable.
It's very.
What the hell was
it
this?
It would be hard to share. It
That's
would
my
be
point.
Hard. Josh goes, I want to do it.
because I was telling
she was recommending it to a friend.
To you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And to someone else. And I said, you guys really need to do this.
How about this? How about this? And this will be funny either way.
I was like,
how about you tell us right now on the show?
No.
Wait. And if we'll see how this conversation goes. If we don't like it or we think it's too graphic, we'll cut it out.
Alex, yeah.
And then
we'll
cut and then go to the next.
Before I even say what it is, if I just tell you what it's called, you're going to be like,
there's a name? You never told me the
go
name.
Ahead.
You think I made this up?
Tell me my ear.
Do you think that I made this up?
Go ahead.
Yes, I actually did. So come here. Tell me my ear.
I can't do it. I can't say it.
I need it. Tell me my ear.
Everyone's so quiet. It's because we talk amongst ourselves.
Hurry up.
Wait.
Oh, wait, Jules said wait.
I just want to record this.
Tell me my ear.
I can't. Everyone's going to hear it.
No one's going to hear it. Whisper it.
What is the name?
The term is in.
I need to hear it. My ear. Hurry.
I can't do it.
Tell her.
Damn it.
Okay. Ready?
Tell Polly.
Can I type it?
No, just tell her.
I'm going to type it. I'm going to type
it. Let me say.
Her fingers are moving very fast.
Oh, that's not the one I was talking about.
Yes, exactly what you're talking about.
I was talking about this one.
What'd you say?
Oh, my God. I was not thinking about that one.
No, you told. That's what you told me to do.
No,
that's what you told me.
You start with this one. That's very advanced.
That's what I thought. That's what you told me to do.
Oh, my God, no.
She told me to do it.
I said, talking about the other one is.
The one that you just said, but the one that you really told me to do?
Yes.
All right, well, Christine, go ahead. Go give your. What's the name of it?
Yeah, that wasn't the one that she told me.
Yeah, that's what not is the name?
One. Oh, my God. That other one is Retta. Oh,
no.
My God.
I can't even
I
do
can't
a
tell
visual.
People I did that.
I want to know that one.
That's
can
the...
you type that one?
No.
No, I can't. I can't.
There's no word for that.
All right, listen.
That's why
you
guys, I said there's a
guys,
term.
Guys, yeah. We must be torturing the listeners, okay? Yeah. Let's get to the point.
Jules goes, yeah.
Either tell us, listen, tell us what's going on. Ready? And then we will make the decision afterwards.
You're going
to
do it.
To cut it, I swear.
Whoa, if Al does it, Chelsea's not going
to
do it.
And Christine, you can choose
not.
To cut it.
No, I
and if we think it's too much, hold on. And if we think it's too much, we'll cut it and it'll be fun for the audience anyway because it's like, holy shit, that was too much. We got to cut it out.
Yeah.
And we'll just play the reactions.
But if I'm telling you right now, there's no way you can, there's no way.
All right, then tell us.
That's fine. All right.
Tell us, that's fine.
We have an intern.
It'll be good just to get the reactions. We'll cut it out one day.
I'll say it because Christine's not going to.
You're going to tell them the one I said or the one you said?
Oh, no, the one that you told me. The one that I've been.
Candace, you. I don't know if I want to hear this from Candace. I got to be honest.
I'll say it.
No.
Get it. Christine? Right. Christine?
No, it's not bad to hear from me.
Okay.
Say it. Okay, so.
That is terrible.
You have to cut that.
That's not something I enjoy. It's just something that my ex-boyfriend asked of me and I would do.
He's got to go see somebody.
That's what I said. I was like, that's not normal. And she goes, why? What's the big deal?
I told you why. My high school boyfriend also had
that's
me do that
she
too.
Said. She said her high school boyfriend did it and that it was fine after that. And I say, thank God Tony came after because I would have never been able to say that in front of my brother.
So what was your suggestion, Christine?
Al is sweating from that.
What was your suggestion?
I can't. Tony's here.
No, it was the better one. What was the better one? And what was it called?
I'll show you.
Okay.
Oh, that's not bad. You could say that one. That's not
It's
bad.
Called the massage the prostate.
That's the one. That's not bad.
Oh, that's milking, right?
Ew.
Essentially, yes.
I've heard of that.
You massage. How do you massage a prostate?
I'm not answering that question.
She explained it in detail.
You
and
can Google it.
Yeah, that wasn't the thing we were talking about. The thing that we were talking about was the thing that I said. That wasn't that alarming.
But I didn't suggest that anyone else do that.
Guys, I got news for you. When Christine said, oh, you can Google it, I was ready to scream if Jules even looked at her phone. and she didn't. She dead straight, deadpan right into the mic, didn't even move.
So, anywho, I am happy for Christine and hope that this does turn into something.
But I can't do that to him. He would freak out.
No, I don't think you do that to anybody. That's what I said. I go, you can't just like spring this on somebody. He seems like the kind of guy
that's type of thing that a guy has to ask for.
Correct. I would never do it voluntarily.
But who the fuck asked for something like that,
surprised.
Christine?
Apparently, multiple people have asked Christine. Multiple.
That means word's getting around.
No.
Multiple.
That doesn't just come up.
These are two completely different time periods and completely different men, completely different circles. They just happen to both want that, and that's why I was like, wow, that's a thing. Like, people are doing this.
I want to get Urbana back on the phone.
No.
He would be good right now.
Well, I think I don't know how he would react to that, but that
you
was.
You mean to tell me Urbana never did that? He would be my twin in that. He would be my partner in crime with that one.
It's the laying flat for me. The laying
How
flat.
How do you want to do it? How do you want to do it if you don't lay flat?
Ugh. Anyway, so that's that. I think that good. We should end it right there. With look at Jules's face. Jules's face.
I don't know what to
Wait,
say.
Wait, what just happened? I'm glad I missed that. I was asking for a drink because Christ. But what did you ask of my saint?
I said Jules' face right now. I was like this.
Yes. Jules is to be protected at all costs.
But anyway, I think that this is a good relationship for Christine. I hope it all works out. I think yes. It will. I have a good feeling in my gut.
Tone, real quick. What do you think a doubler means?
Tony just looked at me when I said the doubler.
Like a Burger King.
Oh, okay, Josh did okay, too.
Right. Now when I tell you, Christine said she performed a doubler. What do you think it
Tony
means
really
now?
Tony knows what it is because I told Tony what I did.
Ew. You
did? I think I did.
I never heard the term doubler.
I made up doubler.
So,
but she did something twice.
Now, do you do it twice or are you doing it once for a long time?
No.
That's really technically once for a long time.
Tell me what a doubler is.
I'm not certainly not telling you. That's disgusting.
A performance of fellatio through two sets of completion.
Back to back. Back to back.
Who are you calling?
Christine's on the phone right now.
She's listening to her voicemail in the midst of all this.
Can we give this guy a name?
Candace can name him.
Double Doug.
Double. I think we call him the Doubler.
Dougie Doubler.
Wait, I have another voicemail.
We're always going to set. Is now the time to be listening to voicemails?
I'm a realtor.
A realtor? Anyway, I think that the Doubler is his name. We all know that. At this point, it's when we refer to him, what are we going to refer to him as?
I'm going to hang up the phone now.
The Doubler.
We're going to end this episode. We're going to go back and we're going to do another one that's normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like we shouldn't air this.
What? Get the hell out of here. This is absolutely...
No, we gotta air this.
It's a good episode.
We'll edit some things out, but we gotta air this. Like I said, people like hearing it.
Christine,
like,
stop it.
They enjoy it, and they're going to DM you now.
What'd you say? What did she say?
They're gonna DM you now because they like hearing your stories.
They do.
They DM the Dear Albie account. I'll just tell them, I'll give them your Instagram handle.
No, she doesn't accept people.
Oh, Christine.
She can't because she's a realtor.
Listen, make a
good pronunciation.
No, oh, we had a whole podcast about this.
Realtor.
About how it's, no, I say realtor, and you say realtor, and that he yells at me that it's realtor.
I've never heard you say realtor, ever.
We talk about it.
I've never heard anybody say that besides Christine.
It's realtor, that's it.
Anyway,
to the Don's advice.
Well, see, that's the thing. Now I feel like with the Don's advice, I'm very uncomfortable now.
Would you like a copy of her book? There's plenty around here.
Yeah. I think that it's fine, Christine.
Yeah, I think
of course
it's fine.
You do.
This is
of
who you are.
On podcast, it's fine.
This is who you are, and you shouldn't be ashamed of who you are.
No. Tony just mouthed the word doubler.
This episode better be titled The Doubler, otherwise we're going to have serious issues. The Doubler.
Oh, God. If anyone in his life listens to this, I'm going to be mortified.
I mean, and he's going to be a hero to, like, all the people around.
Oh, they're going to be, like, 9 out of 10.
He texted me.
Oh, just now?
No. He goes, I thought it was over. I go, no, he texted me.
Oh, no. It's not over.
How long did it take from Doubler to next time you were contacted? How long was that?
The first Doubler or the second Doubler?
Jesus.
Multiple Doublers.
The first one.
The first.
She said like 7 times she did.
I knew that she doubled down on the
double. The first one. The message Jules goes, the first one.
Immediately. Yeah, I'm serious. I saw that she had no expression on her face. She goes, the first one. Just like that.
I have a thing. Any Dear Albie listener who counts how many times you guys say doubler.
Take a shot.
This episode gets sent a free shirt.
Wow.
Well done.
Good game, Chelly.
Thanks, Chelly.
Good game, Chelly. I like it.
And Jules, like, her face is kind of weird because Jules is like, I can't believe I have to count all these every single time.
I gotta count
it.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah, this is coming for Bella. Yeah. Bella, she's gonna
Doubler.
You know, we have another intern.
I heard. Jules told me she was the new intern. I said, what?
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't even tell me.
Yeah, did you even announce her?
Yeah, of course. She hasn't been on the show or anything. I haven't heard her voice.
Oh, Doubler. Okay.
Mm. We have a group text,
though. Can we ask that, like, no adults listen to this?
podcast?
Oh, we only want children to hear it?
Yeah, yeah, please. That's where it's going to stream into Chuck E. Cheese. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I just... Oh, gosh.
Christine, you do this every single time you're on the show. Every single time you're on the show.
I know, but I just feel like because I face-to-face with Caroline and she looked at me and she said...
You face-to-face?
She looked at me and she said that she appreciates and likes, you know, the nice, quiet
That
Christine.
Was her way of saying she doesn't want to hear about your sexual experiences.
Right, so that means that I'm on here talking about it, so that means I shouldn't talk about it on here.
No, she's saying you. She thinks of you like a daughter, and to hear that is disgusting.
Yeah, but I wouldn't...
Not after you spoke.
Josh, I need a shot.
Give Can Christine
we,
some liquor.
Yeah, we should probably...
For the love of God.
No, for the good of the show, we need a bottle of liquor.
She has eyes.
But
give
also,
liquor.
So Christine, real, from the first doubler to the next time you were contacted, what was that experience
like? Well, I slept
like?
Over after the first doubler.
And what happened?
When?
Afterwards.
Well, I slept over after the first.
Yeah,
and
right.
It was, everything was fine. They had
so
did
he the next day? Like, how's your day? How's it going?
Yeah,
here's some flowers.
Fine.
He was happy the next day after
was
the
fine.
Doubler.
Yeah, yeah.
Who wouldn't be after that?
I think you might be overthinking it a little bit.
She
really?
Absolutely
Do you know
is.
Me? Of course I am.
Of course she is. She overthinks everything.
Like a thank you.
She's overthinking this podcast
like...
right now.
How old is he? Do you mind me asking?
He's 36.
Okay. And you said he's the nice guy?
He's very nice.
He's very nice.
I think you're okay.
You're okay. Fine.
You're fine.
We'll see.
Go ahead. Let's end this and get Christine some liquor.
Yeah.
I might be breaking out in hives.
She's
under
breaking
my
out
no,
in
no,
hives
no. You
under
know,
her
what,
eternal
How about this? Christine, let's get you some liquor. We're going to shut this off. We're going to talk about some other people's stuff,
yeah,
okay?
And then you could weigh
That'd
in.
That'd be great. I would like to talk about other people's stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Get it. The girl needs some vodka.
I need a shot of whiskey or something.
Go right ahead.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right. So we'll hit you guys later. Dear Albie, mail gag. Mail bag.
Oh, wow. That'll just really end this great. Dear Albie, mail gag. There you go.
Dear Albie, mail bag at gmail.com.
Okay.
Oh,
great.
Man.
The Dublin.
There it is.
What a host you guys got, huh? Sorry, honey. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.